With uptime and availability more important to a business than ever before, data centers are exploring high availability technologies. They're considering the most cost-effective and the least disruptive options that can be implemented with the infrastructure that's currently in place. But it can be a challenge to really know what HA alternatives are available and what's coming on the horizon. In this podcast, we'll speak with Scott Gorsester, founder and president of Moose Logic, an IT solution provider in Washington State. Scott, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Steve.
Scott, let's jump in with a summary. What do you see as the most popular high availability strategies for a mid-sized to large data center today? Is it still really a choice of classic alternatives like server hardware clustering or virtual machine redundancy, or are there other key approaches as well in the mix?
Well, yes, I think that we still see a lot of server hardware clustering, although I would say that we're seeing different kinds of clustering. And certainly virtual machine redundancy is, in my opinion, still widely used. I think that, we're definitely seeing more sophistication with the software and hardware that we use today for this. And so, I do see products like either SAN replication being used, of course, with virtual machines, and then some other products such as Marathon Everrun MX allows us to use some of our well-known virtualization technologies to provide really mirroring of the workloads, if you will. So I think we see some of the traditional methods, and then these are evolving as well into some pretty slick solutions today to keep applications up and running.
And of course, HA can pose some problems for data centers as well. What types of problems or errors do you see occurring out there in the industry in terms of deployment, maintenance, things like that? Where do you see IT professionals really stumbling with HA, and what can they do about it?
Well, I think there's a number of areas. And some of the simpler ways to do HA are simply the ability to have your workloads running in a virtualization environment with the ability to either manually or automatically move workloads around, or to actually have an automatic restart of a workload should it fail. These solutions can go from pretty simple solutions using some of the popular virtualization technologies like VMware or Citrix Xen Server and certainly Microsoft Hyper-V. But I think where their clients are stumbling is first of all in the sort of the proper design and architecture of the systems, and then in the proper testing of these systems to make sure there's predictability around what happens in the event of a failure. In some cases, we're seeing these systems not being well designed, and so IT shops are deploying these solutions, and then sometimes that an unfortunate a failure occurs, and then the solution may not work as expected. And so I think proper architecture, proper testing, and then I think the other situation that I run into is really considering all the things that could potentially make your application become unavailable, if you will. So HA, high availability. It's not just about the ability to move a workload or restart a workload, but certainly there's a lot of things to consider in if we move the workload, how do we access that workload? Within the data center, this might be relatively easy, but anytime we fail over to a remote site, this becomes much more complex. So I think proper design, proper testing is key to this, and to really understand what might happen, and then all the different failover or high availability scenarios, so that we don't find ourselves in one scenario and our solution is ill-fitted to provide high availability in that particular scenario.
And Scott, you have a lot of experience when it comes to high availability deployments. What are some best practices or guidelines for IT staff that might be considering or deploying an HA solution?
Well, the first thing I would probably think about is two issues. You know, what's the recovery time objective? If something goes offline or becomes unavailable, how quickly do we need that application or data to be back online? So, you know, certainly some thoughts about that RTO, recovery time objective. The next thing I am concerned with is the recovery point objective, RPO. So the first issue, how long is it going to be down before it's back up? And when it's back up, you know, at what point did we recover to? Did we, you know, was there any data loss, or is data loss acceptable? So the first thing I would say is to really be concerned with how long can we afford to be down. And the second issue is, you know, how much data can we afford to lose? The closer those two points are to zero, then the more expensive and the more complex the solution will need to be.
And that, of course, brings us to the matter of costs, Scott. And what kinds of costs are involved in an HA deployment? What can IT planners do to mitigate their HA costs as they deploy it across their enterprise?
Well, of course, costs are all over the map. You know, we could be looking at relatively inexpensive solutions, kind of going back to the RTO, RPO. So, in some conversations, we'll ask a client, you know, how long can you afford to be down? And those answers range from 0 to 24 hours. Usually not more than 24 hours, but, you know, this is a, you know, 0 to 24 hours is a wildly different discussion, of course. So, I would say that, you know, depending on what the RTO, RPO, objectives are, is really gonna drive, you know, what kind of solution we might be looking for. Lower cost solutions might include, you know, free copies of hypervisors on, equipment that may be, new or relatively new. Certainly, you know, older servers don't support all the features of virtualization these days. Simple, restart of a workload is relatively inexpensive, if you will. Having a system that automatically, fails over or computes through a fault, such as Marathon Technologies MX, where literally you can have applications mirrored and have zero downtime in the event of a failure, you know, certainly are more expensive. So, this cost is so subjective. I mean, we could be talking about a few thousand dollars to $50,000 to $100,000, and certainly well above that if we get into high-end virtualization and SAN products.
And Scott, finally, it's time to take a look at the future a bit. How do you see current HA technologies changing in the next few years, and what new HA technologies should we really be keeping an eye on?
Well, I think that you know, as far as what's changing, a lot's changing all the time, of course, and even today, we're enjoying some luxuries of technologies that would simply weren't available or weren't potentially affordable even as much as 6 to 12 months ago. I think we see that, you know, hardware is becoming more powerful, and I don't know if it's becoming less expensive necessarily, but you know, there's certainly great choices on a reasonable budget today. Network connectivity, WAN connectivity is getting less expensive. So I think that in IT we generally see that, you know, we're getting more bandwidth, better technology, and it's becoming more affordable as we move along. I think that the products are becoming more sophisticated. So, you know, some of the challenges we faced a year or two ago are less of a challenge today. We have products from VMware and Citrix and Microsoft in virtualization, products like the VMware Site Recovery Manager and Citrix Site Recovery. And these products go well beyond server virtualization. We see, you know, storage virtualization, continuing to evolve pretty rapidly. We're very excited by some of the technologies from DataCore, for instance. And so, you know, storage is becoming cheaper, easier to work with. Networking, virtualized networks are enabling us to do some amazing things. So I think that for high availability and even to expand that discussion into disaster recovery, it's the products are evolving very rapidly. I'm very excited about a couple of technologies from Marathon. Very excited about Citrix, VMware, Microsoft, and the Hyper-V product. We just have a really effective tool bag to work with, and certainly we can see these technologies continuing to evolve. Products are getting easier to work together with, I think. It's not that we don't still have struggles, but it's a pretty exciting day to be in the IT business, and we're certainly seeing a lot of great solutions come along, and in some cases, a problem that exists today may be solved in literally in a few months.
Terrific, Scott. But that's all the time we have for today. I do want to thank Scott Gorsester, founder and president of Moose Logic, for sharing his insights on high availability today. For more information about availability and all elements of the data center infrastructure, visit www.searchdatacenter.com.